With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington, waiting for the invasion. That's what the world is doing, what Gaza residents are doing, looking across the border to where Israeli troops are massing. It was always going to be coming a week after the murderous rampage that Hamas, which controls Gaza, launched into Israel. More than 1,300 people lost their lives, and Hamas continues to hold scores, if not hundreds, of hostages. Steps are being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets after the Hamas attack.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stops short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans left for the weekend with a nominee, but no speaker.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday. Jordan is facing stiff resistance to be elected Speaker on the House floor, thanks to the same math problem that doomed the bid of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who initially won the Republican Speaker nomination but quit the race abruptly Thursday evening after facing a hardened block of opposition. Following his nomination, Jordan sent the conference home, ensuring the House would remain without a leader until Monday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Ukrainian officials say six people have been killed in Russian attacks on the country in the past 24 hours. Guided bombs hit key infrastructure in the city of Kherson. This is SRN News. A new poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup goes on to report that globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at an all-time high. But recent studies have found that a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lower rates of depression, addiction, and suicide in communities around the world. This is SRN News. Third quarter profits at JPMorgan Chase up 35% from last year, fueled by a rapid rise in interest rates.
All the news is not good for investors. The bank CEO Jamie Dimon issuing a sobering statement about the current state of world affairs and economic instability. Dimon said the Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Palestinian wars, high levels of government debt and deficits, as well as high inflation, are all contributing to what he calls the most dangerous time the world has seen in decades. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 15th. It's the 288th day of 2023. There are just 77 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1815, Napoleon, deposed as French emperor, arrived on the British-ruled South Atlantic island of St. Helena, where he would spend the rest of his life. And on this date in 1976, the first debate between vice presidential nominees took place, Mondale and Dole in Houston. This is SRN News.